And good afternoon. Welcome back to Park Rapids, everybody. It is the second day of the District 6 Division 2 Legion Baseball Tournament. And we've got a winner's bracket game about to get underway as Piers and Sauk Center will square off. Winner gets control of the district tournament as both these teams go 2-0 yesterday on opening day here in beautiful Park Rapids, Minnesota. Piers wins the coin flip. They are the home team on the scoreboard. It'll be a Preston Rushlow versus Luke Van Beck pitching matchup here this afternoon as they're going over grounds rules right now with the two coaches. That's Dylan Pittman for the Piers Legion team and Ronnie Mortz for the Sauk Center Legion squad. So Piers third base dugout, Sauk Center first base side. Already today we've had an elimination game. Albany gets eliminated by Painesville 5-4. And it was Walker 4-2 winners over Sabika Managa. So they'll be getting underway on the JV field here very shortly in that elimination game, Painesville against Sabika. And then the loser of this game will play the winner of that game tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. The winner of the Piers Sauk game gets a 1:30 game and could wrap up the district championship tomorrow afternoon. Piers takes the field as Preston Rushlow handed the ball by Dylan Pittman. And we'll give you the lineups right after this on You Were There Sports.
Great new changes are happening with Verizon. We want you to know about it. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Verizon has new plans for you with more data and more features. Now you can get carryover data, which allows you to carry over any unused data for 1 month. Plus, when you're on the XL plans or larger, use your minutes, texts, and data in Mexico and Canada for no additional charge. Stop in today and talk to us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Activation upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply.
Thielen Meats and Piers says, go Pioneers! Thielen Meats and Piers is truly a full-service meat market located right on Main Street. Summertime is party time, so if you're hosting a graduation party or a wedding reception, reunion, or any gathering, Thielen Meats can help you make your event memorable. See their website at Thielen-Meats.com and you can view their flyer featuring their weekly meat specials. Thielen Meats and Piers is also a full-service wild game processor. Voted the best butcher shop in Minnesota, Thielen Meats and Piers is open Monday through Saturday starting at 7 a.m. Call them at 468-6616. Thielen Meats in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, Preston Rushlow has finished his warm-up tosses and getting set to lead off for Sauk Center is their pitcher, Luke Van Beck. Chase Lowinger will bat second, the center fielder, and then the shortstop. Preston Rushlow, first pitch fastball is a strike. And at 1:40 this afternoon, we are underway here in Park Rapids. Fastball in for strike two, gets the corner. 89 degrees and sunshine in Park Rapids. The 0-2 lined out to second where Weber has it handcuff him and trickle into right field. Van Beck aboard to start the Sauk Center first inning. A hard one hopper that short hopped Weber and skittered behind him. That'll be an E4 on Aaron. And now the center fielder Chase Lowinger. Matt Cummett handling the catching again today with Teddy Daler at first base. Weber at second. Shortstop is Lane Gertz and Matt Tauges at third base. In left field is Colton Eichens. The center fielder is Michael Meyer. And the pitch is popped foul towards the dugout first base side onto the roof there. Watched by Daler as it skipped off the tin roof. Nick Harold in right field. The Piers Legion squad. So one strike to Lowinger. On deck, shortstop Dylan Haskamp. A leadoff error has Sauk Center with a man on base. They show bunt back to Rushlow. He'll go to second for the force. They get it there. The throw to first, not in time. So Rushlow able to negate an attempted sacrifice play as the bunt comes right back to Preston. That'll be a fielder's choice, 1-6, with Gertz accepting the throw at second base. That takes Van Beck off the bases, replaced at first by Chase Lowinger. And now Sauk Center shortstop Dylan Haskamp will hit. One on, one out. Winner plays tomorrow at 1:30. Losers coming back tomorrow morning at 11 against the winner of Walker Painesville. There are four teams left in the eight-team original field. Breaking ball up the middle and into center field. They're going to go to third on the play. Myers' throw to Tauges skips off his glove, and into second on the play is Dylan Haskamp. Good running by Lowinger. He did not hesitate to round second and beats the throw. It'll be a single and an advancement on the throw to third, and a first inning threat for Sox Center. And their catcher, Jake Haskamp, will stand in. Second and third with one out for Sox Center, and Matt Cummitt out to have a quick word with Preston Rushlow. Piers will bring their infield in. 328 to left field. It's a deep left here. It's only 305 to right. Same dimension in right as it is at Piers Legion Park, but 18 feet deeper to left. So Jake Haskamp, the catcher. And a strike delivered on the corner at the knees for him, Preston Rushlow, the right-hander. Tauges, Gertz, Weber, and Daler in, but not all the way in. They're not quite on the grass. On deck is Alex Kowski as a breaking ball low and away. 1-1 to Haskamp. Fielder's choice and a hit to get two men aboard here into scoring position after the leadoff error. On deck is Alex Kowski, the first baseman. The 1-1 Rushlow fastball tapped foul off the foot of the batter, Haskamp. And it's a ball and two strikes. Gold jersey, maroon numbers and letters, gray pants for Sox Center. Piers with the blue jerseys, white pants, red letters, trimmed in yellow. One ball, two strikes to Jake Haskamp. Rushlow comes set. Here's Preston's pitch. Popped up. Should be deep enough as Lowinger getting set to tag. Meyer in center will make the catch. And it's a 1-0 Sox Center lead on the sacrifice fly by Jake Haskamp. Dylan Haskamp tagged up and goes to third. So two outs. Jake Haskamp produces the first run of the ball game. And with a man at third and two outs now, Sox Center first baseman Alex Kowski will hit. Infield can play back now with two down. Comet puts down the sign, and here's the first pitch fastball, a little bit high. One ball, no strikes. I don't know if they lost power on the scoreboard over on the JV field or not, but it's not lit up over there. They're playing. There's a pop-up to the right side, drifting out to Nick Harold in right. Nick uses both hands to make the catch and end the inning. For Sox Center, they get on the board in the top of the first. They get a run on a hit. There was a Piers error and a man left. Half an inning, it's Sox Center 1. Piers coming to bat on You Are There Sports.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Henneken Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to congratulate the Piers spring sports teams on a successful year. The continuously improving girls and boys golf teams. The strong season by the boys track team. The girls track team competing in the state true team event. The softball team strong finish, one game from the state tournament. And of course, the baseball team state tournament appearance. Remember, for all of your real estate needs, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Unity Bank has been your local community bank since 1882 and is proud to be a supporter of the Pierce School District and the Pioneers Athletic Department. Congratulations to the Pierce Pioneer baseball team on a great season. Good luck in the state tournament. We know you're going places on the field and off. Find out more about Unity Bank at unitybanking.com. Unity Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lane Gertz into the batter's box, ready to lead off the first inning for Pierce against the right-hander Luke Van Beck of Sox Center. Here's the first pitch from Van Beck, and it's on the inside corner to Lane Gertz. Matt Townes will bat second and play third base, followed by the second baseman Aaron Weber. The one-strike Van Beck pitch. Breaking ball down and in. No, they got the strike called. 0-2. Van Beck deals. Tails outside, 1-2. A sack fly by Sox Center in the top of the first. They're up 1-0 early here on Pierce. The delivery, breaking ball, swatted foul, and Dylan Pittman opts not to risk finger injury. He pulls a hand back and lets it whistle by. Hard hit foul ball through the coach's box, and it's 1-2 to Gertz still. Luke Van Beck pitched yesterday for Sock. They won twice, as did Pierce. And Gertz lifts a fly ball into left center, tracking it, and it is off the glove, it looks like, of the center fielder out there. A long run by Chase Lowinger, and he just couldn't catch up to it. A long fly ball double for Gertz. That ball kept carrying, and Lane is at second base with nobody out for Matt Townes. Matt picked up the win in game one yesterday. Pierce beating Melrose and then Albany. And now they will face the third of the trio of I-94 teams here in the tournament. First pitch strike on the inside corner to Matt. He went 3-for-3 against Albany. Drove in three runs, had a double. Aaron Weber on deck. George Weber coaching at first, Dylan Pittman at third. Here's the one strike pitch from Van Beck. Slap to the left side. Haskamp, long throw, doesn't get him. Infield hit. Gertz had to stay at second with the ball hit in front of him. Heck of a nice play there by Dylan Haskamp just to get to that ball. Good range, but too long a throw, and Townes, who runs well, beats out the infield single, and it's first and second for Aaron Weber with nobody out. Weber with a double yesterday. Couple of hits in the doubleheader. Sox Center leading Pierce 1-0. But Pierce has their first two runners on base without an out. Corner infielder comes up. Weber gets a bunt to third, and it'll go foul. Van Beck quickly racing over to make sure it doesn't kick back to fair. We did see that happen yesterday, a bunt right in about that spot. Took a little bit of a right turn, ended up rolling right on the chalk line again. And that was against Pierce as Townes came racing off the mound. And by the time he got to the ball, it had rerouted itself and gone fair on the chalk. So Van Beck hustling over to make sure. One strike now to Weber. Here's the Van Beck pitch. Again, it's bunted in the air. This will be an out. Haskamp right in the catcher's box. Just had to stand up and lift the glove to make the catch, and Weber fouls out on a bunt. One gone, and here's the cleanup batter and the catcher, Matt Cummett. So Kummet will bat. Good day yesterday for Matt. Two RBIs in the win over Albany. And a breaking ball is low to start the at-bat from Van Beck to Kummet with Michael Meyer on deck. Sox center first baseman Kowski plays behind the runner. There's a ball hooked foul between the bag and the first base coach George Weber. And it's 1-1. Single and a double, two runs driven in for Matt yesterday in the win over Albany. And he also had an RBI single in four at-bats against Melrose. So every time he picked up a base hit, he drove in a run. 1-1 here from Van Beck to Kummet. Lined up the middle. Into center. Gertz had retreated back towards second, so he will have to be stopping at third, and they are loaded up now for Meyer. Third hit of the inning here off Van Beck. And Meyer's got a chance to tie, if not give Piers the lead, as Johnny Casper will come in and run for Kummet on the courtesy run. So Casper, courtesy running for Kummet. One out, bases loaded. They'll play for two up the middle with the double play combo of Haskamp at short and Fletcher at second. And Meyer takes a Van Beck pitch right down the heart of the plate for a strike. Jake Haskamp is the Sox center catcher. At first base, Alex Kowski. Noah Fletcher at second. Shortstop, Dylan Haskamp. And at third is Tony Moritz. Meyer takes one at the knees for a strike. And Van Beck quickly ahead, 0-2. For Sox center in the outfield, it's Simon Weller, Chase Lowinger, and Grant Struss from left to right. Two-strike pitch. Misses outside. 1-2. The pitcher, Preston Rushlow, is on deck. Casper running for Kummet at first. Gertz and Touges on the bases as well. Outside, good stop by Sox center catcher Jake Haskamp with the backhand. 2-2 now. Outfield plays Michael Meyer straight away. Van Beck's 2-2 hanging curveball swatted foul right off the end of the bat. He left that pitch up in the zone, and Michael missed it. Still 2-2 here to Meyer. Scoreboard has the count at 1-1, but it's double that. It's 2-2. Van Beck's pitch. Breaking ball, grounded left side, base hit left field. Gertz will score. Touges got tripped up by the third baseman as he came around, but he still scores. And now Casper will go to third as nobody guards the bag. It's a two-run single through the left side for Meyer to put Piers ahead. I'm not sure if the umpire saw it or not, but Touges got his feet tangled with third baseman Tony Moritz coming to the bag, and the correct call, if they saw it, would have been awarded home base on the interference there. But he scored anyway, and it's 2-1, Piers, and the batter becomes the pitcher, Preston Rushlow. So Meyer delivers here in the bottom of the first, with Casper alertly going to third on the play. Runners at the corners on the fourth Piers hit of the inning, and Rushlow takes ball one. Preston followed by Colton Eichens. So Gertz and Touges score. And there's a nice hit to left, but hanging up and caught. Casper tagging on the line drive, sacrifice fly, and it's 3-1. Boy, Preston ripped that one. And they appeal and say, no, Johnny didn't leave early. And it's a line drive sacrifice fly for Preston Rushlow to drive in a run and aid his cause. Now the officially appeal, step off the rubber and throw over, but the call remains safe. So Casper comes home, two outs. Meyer stayed at first on the play, and the batter is left fielder Colton Eichens. Eichens a complete game win over Albany in the second game yesterday. There goes the runner. Good pitch to run on. And Meyer, what did he do? He stopped. Michael was 98% of the way to second and just stopped running. And he's tagged out. He had that base stolen easily. But now it's a throw out to end the inning. Odd play, but the right call. Not sure what was going through the mind there, but Piers does get three on the board, and they do it on four hits, and with that throw out, there are nobody left on base. We played an inning in Park Rapids. It's Piers 3, Sox Center 1.
Got- Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's and Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
The Daily Grind, your hometown coffee shop located on Main Street in Pierce, wants to say congratulations and wishes the Pierce Pioneer baseball team good luck at the state tournament. Stop and enjoy a hot cup of freshly ground coffee along with a muffin or donut from Pete and Joy's or a slice of delicious homemade pie from the Royal. Or for something cooler, try an iced tea or some homemade ice cream. And while you're there, browse the work available from local crafters. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 3, and Saturday from 8 to noon. The Daily Grind and the Pierce Pioneers, a winning combination.
After one inning here in the winner's bracket in District 6, it's Pierce 3, Sox Center 1, and third baseman Tony Moritz leading off. High chopper to second. This will be Aaron Weber on the in-between hop over to Daler, and there's one out. Ground ball out to start the top of the second. And now it's Simon Weller, the left fielder for Sox Center. Preston Rushlow needed 11 pitches in the first inning, did give up a run, one hit, a sacrifice fly off the bat of Jake Haskamp, scoring Chase Lowinger. Rushlow comes inside with a good fastball, but missed. One ball, no strikes. On deck is the second baseman, Noah Fletcher. Here's Rushlow's 1-0 delivery. Good fastball right at the knees, 1-1. A run on a hit for Sox Center, 3 runs on 4 hits for Pierce through an inning. The 1-1 delivery to the right-handed hitting Weller. Lifted foul, Comet will shed the mask, but it's well out of play. And it's 1-2 to Weller. Ronnie Moritz coaching at third base. John Haskamp coaching at first. Slightly open stance for Weller from the right side. Front foot pointed towards third as Rushlow busted him inside but missed. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rushlow deals the 2-2 pitch. Left up. Good take there by Weller. Ball just above the letters and the count goes full to Simon Weller, batting seventh, playing left field. One away on the ground out to second. Popped up behind short. Gertz will go back and leap and make a catch. Lane tumbles onto the grass, but holds onto the ball for out number 2. So Gertz able to just get back on that to retire Simon Weller for the second out. And now the second baseman, Noah Fletcher, will stand in. Again, he's got a slightly open stance, right-handed hitter. Well off the bag at third and up a step is Tauges. And Rushlow paints the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. So Preston Rushlow holds that glove right up in front of his face, looks in and delivers. Pop that one foul. Rushlow ahead of Fletcher, no balls, 2 strikes. Talking with Coach Dylan Pittman before the ball game about the starting assignment here for Preston Rushlow, and he's really counting on Preston today as another foul ball. That was a breaking ball. He said if Preston can do a good job here and deliver a quality pitching performance and a win, Pierce is really set up good pitching for the rest of the tournament. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Little looper out to short. Charging the ball is Gertz on the grass, off the back leg, and got him. 6-3 is the scoring play, and Sox Center retired in order. After 1.5 here in Park Rapids, his score remains Piers 3, Sox Center 1.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Piers community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete, based in Piers, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893.
Not much of a breeze here today as we watch this ball game from the grandstand behind home plate at Park Rapids at the varsity field as Colton Eichen leads off. And Van Beck's first offering is low. Ball one, Colton at the plate when Michael Meyer thrown out trying to steal to end the first. Piers 3, Sox Center 1, bottom of 2. And Van Beck leaves a breaking ball high, and it's 2-0. Van Beck, 20 pitches in the first, no strikeouts, no walks. 2-0 pitch, low in the dirt. 3-0. It's the bottom third of the order here. Eichens, Daler, Harold. And a strike on the 3-0 pitch. 3-1 to Colton Eichens. Another fastball grounded up the middle, but Haskam nicely to his left at shortstop throws him out. Nifty play by Dylan Haskam. And there's one gone to start the second. And that brings up first baseman Teddy Daler, the number 8 batter. Teddy with a 2-run triple yesterday. He went 0-for-1 against Albany, but walked twice, was hit by a pitch, and then he went 2-for-3 with that triple and two RBIs against Melrose. First pitch is a strike. Curveball just about got Teddy as it came inside. One ball, one strike. Leadoff ground ball to short by Colton Eichens as Van Beck sails one outside. 2-1. Van Beck, not a big kid, but he's their top pitcher. 2-1 pitch to Daler. Little bit. No, strike call. Delayed call, but it's strike two. 2-2 to Daler with Harold on deck. Piers up 3-1 here in the bottom of the second. And Teddy gets hit. Well, Teddy probably, if you have a checklist coming into the game, getting hit by a pitch is near the top of Teddy's checklist, and he's checked that one off. Hit by a pitch with one out. He's at first for right fielder Nick Harold. Breaking ball that got Teddy, and he'll lead at first, held there by Kowski. Up and away with a fastball, one ball, no strikes. The top of the order, and Lane Gertz is now on deck. Van Beck pauses, and Nick takes a hack at a fastball, and it's 1-1, missed it. Daler measures his lead at first. Van Beck keeps that glove right up against his chest, and he almost got Nick in the knee as it came inside. 2-1. Outfield playing straightaway. A little shallow in left as the 2-1 pitch hit to left center. Will that be caught? It's a long run and does not get caught. It's rolling to the fence. We'll see what Teddy Daler is going to be asked to do. He's held up by Dylan Pittman. And now Daler's caught in a rundown towards home. And the throw is high and dead. Teddy scores. Herald at third. Teddy rounded too far. And Dylan Pittman acknowledging to Teddy said, that's my fault. It was a late stop sign there. So that's why Teddy, he was anticipating being waved around, and all of a sudden the stop sign went up and Teddy got in a rundown, but the throw from third to home sailed over Haskamp, the catcher's head, allowing Teddy to slide in head first. And going to third on the play is Nick Herald, and it's a 4-1 lead. It'll be a double and an error on Sox Center. The error on the third baseman Moritz's throw home. Here now is Gertz, who doubled to left center, just about the same spot that Nick just hit one to. And Gertz watches outside. Van Beck with the infield drawn in. Gertz blasts one to left center. That'll get a run home. Extra bases for Gertz. He will glide into second with an RBI double, and it's back-to-back doubles for Pierce, and it's 5-1. And Gertz has already doubled twice today. That one was a rocket out to left center. The first double he had leading off the first was more of a hanging fly ball that was just about caught. That one was a no-doubter to the gap. And that'll bring the coach Mortz out to visit with Van Beck and the rest of the Sox center infield. The batter will be Matt Tauges when we come back.
When you're hungry in the Piers area, be sure to stop at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. The Brickyard has a delicious full menu available every day, but also great specials throughout the week. On Tuesdays, it's Taco Tuesday, $1 for soft or hard shell, or $2 for deep fried. On Wednesdays, a one-topping pizza is just $5. Thursday's special is all-you-can-eat spaghetti or just wing it. Scrumptious wings with 8 amazing sauces to choose from. And Fridays, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken with mashed potato and coleslaw for $7.95, or ribs with a choice of potato and salad for $10.95, or do both chicken and ribs for $12.95. And with warmer temperatures, the Brickyard's patio is open. The Brickyard on Main Street in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Matt Tauges now to face Luke Van Beck. Squirts it off the end of the bat. Foul to third. 1-1 to Matt. Weber on deck. Back-to-back doubles by Herald and Gertz. After Daler had been hit by a pitch, two runs are in, and the lead is now 5-1. We're in the bottom of the second. One out. Colt Nyshen's led off, grounding to short. Matt 1-for-1 with a single. Single deep to the hole at shortstop for a hit. Swings through a good Van Beck fastball on the outside corner. 1-2. Six hits off Van Beck for Pierce. As Gertz gets his lead at second, Van Beck deals. Fly ball left field. This is Sox Center left fielder Weller in a couple and makes the catch for the second out. Lazy fly ball off the bat of Matt Tauges for out number two. Brings up second baseman Aaron Weber. Aaron fouled out on an attempted bunt, popping it right up to Haskamp, the catcher, in the first inning. So three in the first and now two in the second for Pierce to grab a 5-1 lead over Sox Center here in the winner's bracket game. Weber awaits and now gets time granted as Van Beck steps off the rubber. Matt Kummet on deck. Here's the first pitch. It's a curveball and it's a nice one. Inside corner for a strike. 0-1. I want to say have a good trip and a fun experience to the Father Pierce School of Religion kids headed to Steubenville, Ohio. There's a base hit into left field. We'll watch Gertz. He's going to be waved around. Here's the throw from Weller. It is going to be easily in time. Weller with a strong throw from left to throw out Lane Gertz. Weber with a single, And it's a 7-2 throw out of Gertz to end the inning. So each of the first two innings have ended on the base paths for Piers, but they add two runs, and they do it on three base hits. There was one Sox Center error, and we'll go to the third. It's now Piers 5 and Sox Center 1. We are in Park Rapids for the District 6 Legion Tournament.
Family Medical Center, with offices in Little Falls, Piers, and Randall, brings quality family medicine, general surgery, internal medicine, obstetrics and gynecology, and pediatric care to the people of central Minnesota. Family Medical Center may have 22 providers and 5 separate medical specialties, but they all have only one focus, caring for the health needs of you and your family. Schedule an appointment today by calling 320-631-7000.
All for one, you, St. Gabriel's Hospital.
Thielen Meats and Piers says, go Pioneers! Thielen Meats and Piers is truly a full-service meat market located right on Main Street. Summertime is party time, so if you're hosting a graduation party or a wedding reception, reunion, or any gathering, Thielen Meats can help you make your event memorable. See their website at thielen-meats.com and you can view their flyer featuring their weekly meat specials. Thielen Meats and Piers is also a full-service wild game processor. Voted the best butcher shop in Minnesota, Thielen Meats and Piers is open Monday through Saturday starting at 7 a.m. Call them at 468-6616. Thielen Meats in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Piers. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Piers can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street.
Preston Rushlow in the third inning faces number 9 batter, right fielder Grant Struss, to lead it off. In the third, first pitch missed inside for a ball. Next pitch low and away. 2-0 to Struss, leading off the top of the third inning here in Park Rapids. 5-1 Piers. Looks like Simon Weller warming up for Sox Center behind their dugout. There's a swing and a miss. 2-1 to Struss. 9-1-2 for Sox Center, so Van Beck and Lowinger do up. No strikeouts, no walks so far for Preston. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 2-2 now. 27 pitches so far for right-hander Preston Rushlow. Fastball hit in the air to left, right at Eichens. Couple of steps to his left, reaches up, makes a catch, one out. Struss flies to Eichens to start the third, and it brings up the pitcher, Luke Van Beck. Reached on a hard hit ball to second, played for an error. And there's one away in the top of the third inning. Right-handed hitter. And here's Rushlow's pitch to Van Beck in the dirt. Ball one. Six in a row retired now by Preston Rushlow. Got one in on the hands that Van Beck delivers foul. Looks like Piers is getting their bullpen going too down the left field corner. Not sure who it is. I can't see right now. They're kind of in the pine trees. 1-1. Strike called. 1-2 to Luke Van Beck. Well, that's just Noah Bozer down there playing some catch. Ground ball, high chopper, left side. It's Gertz, long throw. Got him. Nice play by Lane Gertz at shortstop to throw out Van Beck. It was a high bouncing ball. The third baseman, Tauges, came to his left, jumped up trying to field it, got over him. So not only was it in the hole, but Lane had to keep his eye on the ball with his teammate flashing in front of him. So two quick outs, and here's Chase Lowinger. And Rushlow delivers first pitch strike. Lowinger reached on a fielder's choice in the first and eventually scored on a Jake Haskamp sacrifice fly. The only Sox run so far. Changeup, and it's swung on and missed. 0-2. Pulled the string on Lowinger, who tried to bunt in the first, and Rushlow able to get a force at second on the play. Two strike pitch. Fastball right there, strike three. 1-2-3 for Rush Lowy. He ends the inning with his first strikeout of the ball game. We head to the bottom of the third here in Park Rapids. Piers leading Sox Center 5-1.
A to Z Tree Care supports the Piers Pioneers. A to Z Tree Care services the central Minnesota and metro area with the best overall tree care possible. A to Z Tree Care has a certified arborist on staff. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're fully licensed, insured, and bonded. When storms hit, A to Z Tree Care has 24-hour emergency storm damage services. Get the job done right in a safe and precise manner. Contact them at 612-229-4478. For tree removal, trimming, pruning, placement, and planting, all services provided by A to Z Tree Care, saying, Go Pioneers! Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body, or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Matt Cummett coming to the plate to face Luke Van Beck as we head to the bottom of the third inning. It's Piers 5, Sox Center 1, District 6, Division 2 Legion Tournament Winners Bracket game. We're in Park Rapids. We'll be back here tomorrow, win or lose, as a good fastball, and Matt couldn't pull the trigger. It's a strike. Matt with a base hit in the first inning, 1-1. Cummett, Meyer, Rushlow. Van Beck changes his arm angle and sails a little bit on him outside. 1-1 now. Cleanup batter, Matt Cummett, left-handed hitting catcher. Hard smash up the middle, base hit. And Matt is 2-for-2. A leadoff single. And Piers has ripped 8 base hits here in just 2-plus innings. And now Johnny Casper will come in and run for Cummett again. Johnny came around to score in the first inning, and he's back out there at first now. So a leadoff hit here for Cummett, and now Michael Meyer, who singled in 2 in the first, takes one up and in for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes to Meyer. Casper's running. Haskam's throw, not in time. Stolen base with a head first slide for Johnny Casper. So Meyer's got a chance here to add to the lead with a hit as Casper runs well. Not sure if that was a strike or a ball here. I know the first pitch was a ball. Nobody out. In the dirt, underneath the catcher, Haskamp, and Casper will go to third. So, a runner at third with nobody out. Right through the five hole of Sox Center catcher, Jake Haskamp. 3 balls, no strikes. And now Sox Center draws their infield in. And Van Beck just floats one across for a strike. 3-1 to Michael Meyer. Piers 5, Sox Center 1. Here's Van Beck's pitch on 3-1. Breaking ball. Inside, ball 4. Meyer goes to first. Runners at the corners for pitcher Preston Rushlow, who drove in a run with a line drive sacrifice fly to left in the first inning. We'll see if they turn Meyer loose. Stay out of a double play here. A lot of opportunities here for Coach Dylan Pittman at third. There goes Michael. Haskamp double clutches. The throw cut off by the shortstop, and Michael will complete the steal this time. Pitch was a ball. It's 1-0 to Rushlow with now 2 in scoring position for Preston Rushlow. Here's the Van Beck pitch. Fisted back and out of play. 1-1 to Preston Rushlow. Colton Eichens moves into the on-deck circle. Nope, they called the first pitch a strike. So it's 0-2. Slings one outside. 1-2 to Preston Rushlow, wearing number 6. Infield in for Sock. Here's the Van Beck pitch. Well outside. And the count goes to 2-2. Pierce trying to score for the third straight inning to start this ball game. 5-1 right now. Here's the 2-2 Van Beck breaking ball. Strike 3 is called. Inside corner caught Preston looking. Van Beck picks up his first strikeout. There's one out for left fielder Colton Eichens. So Colton will bat with Casper at third, Meyer at second, and the breaking ball is on that corner again for strike 2. Colton bounced out to shortstop his first time up, leading off the second. Waves at a breaking ball from Van Beck, and it's 0-2. Kummet singled, pinch run for by Casper. Casper stole second, then a walk to Meyer. And the pitch under the glove of the catcher allowed guys to get to second and third. Here's the pitch to Colton. Good stop. Haskamp saves a run. Oh, thank you. Beautiful. Here's Van Beck winding up. Daler on deck. Here's the pitch to Colton. Breaking ball that stayed low. 2-2. Five to one, Piers. Here's the Van Beck 2-2 floater high. Fastball. Full count now. Colton got behind 0-2 and has brought it back to a full count. And Van Beck with first base open here. Payoff pitch from Van Beck. Fastball, chopper. This is going to be close at home. Here comes Casper. He is out at home. And now the throw to second, and they're going to get Eichens in a rundown. Meyer now, he's coming to the plate. He's out at home. And the inning's over. Put that one in your notebooks. How many times does a catcher get 2 putouts on one play at home plate? Pioneers run themselves out of the inning. No runs, a hit. One man left. At the end of 3, it's Piers 5, Sox Center 1. Back to Park Rapids after this.
A to Z Tree Care supports the Piers Pioneers. A to Z Tree Care services the central Minnesota and metro area with the best overall tree care possible. A to Z Tree Care has a certified arborist on staff. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're fully licensed, insured, and bonded. When storms hit, A to Z Tree Care has 24-hour emergency storm damage services. Get the job done right in a safe and precise manner. Contact them at 612-229-4478 for tree removal, trimming, pruning, placement, and planting. All services provided by A to Z Tree Care, saying, Go Pioneers!
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Back at Park Rapids, as Preston Rushlow's first pitch to Dylan Haskamp is lined into the mitt of first baseman Teddy Daler. One pitch, one out here in the top of the fourth. Piers 5, Sox Center 1. Piers has had three runners thrown out at home and one thrown out a foot from second base on an attempted aborted steal try. There's a swing and a miss. 0-1 for Jake Haskamp. He's driven in the only Sox run, a first inning sacrifice fly to left. To center, to Michael Meyer. So one out for Preston Rushlow, who has struck out one. Got one in on the hands that Haskamp lifts back and out of play, and it's an 0-2 count. 38 pitches for Preston Rushlow. Preston counted on here, and then that sets up Piers. They still have not used. There's another foul ball. Lane Gertz, Matt Kummet, or Aaron Weber have yet to throw this weekend. Arguably, three of their top guys still available, fresh. Ball and no balls, two strikes to Haskamp. One down on the line out to first. Chopper foul, it'll roll towards the third base on deck circle. Winner plays at 1:30 here tomorrow. The loser will come back at 11 tomorrow morning, have to win a game, and then would face the winner of this game again. Preston misses with a fastball up and away. It's a ball and two strikes now. One down. Rushlow's allowed just one hit today to the third batter. The guy that just lined out has the hit, Dylan Haskamp. Ground ball to third. Stays down for Tauges. Slips it across to Daler. Daler could not come up with it, and then he picks it up, and there's the 6'5 long legs of Teddy Daler paying off there. Boy, Matt just kind of short-armed that ball, and it dropped well in front of Daler, and Teddy with a stretch had to go off the heel of the glove, and Teddy able to extend those long legs, just reach out, pick it up, and touch first. Just your easy, simple 5-3 scoring play. First pitch fastball is a call to strike to Sox Center first baseman Alex Kowski. So it's been an adventurous inning here for Teddy Daler at first, catching the hard line drive and now having to scramble to pick up a low throw. That pitch from Preston up and in to Kowski, who flew out to right fielder Nick Harrell to end the first. Hooked foul down into the Piers bullpen. And it's a one ball, two strike count to Kowski. It's a 2-2 game over there between Painesville and Walker in an elimination game. They are in the third there, if the scoreboard is right. Two strike pitch, golf foul again, as Alex Kowski would be followed by Tony Moritz for Sox Center. I will always have a soft spot for the Sox Center Legion team in my heart. I played for the Sox Center Legion team in 1983. Ronnie Mortz, the coach, was our center fielder. Gray Eagle boy, didn't have a Legion team in Gray Eagle, so I came over and Sox played for Joe Shabluski. Our uniforms were gold pants and those powder blue jerseys and the yellow caps. 2-2 to Alex Kowski. It was the funnest summer of baseball I ever had in my life, was playing with that team. There's a pitch inside, and Kowski takes a two-out walk. It'll get Mortz to the plate. Third baseman bounced out to Weber at second, leading off the second inning. One on, two outs. And that is the first Sox Center base runner since Dylan Haskamp's first inning single. As Preston had retired 10 straight up until that walk. It's the first free pass for Preston Rushlow. As Rushlow looks into Matt Kummet. Short lead over there for Kowski. And Matt has to dig one out of the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Simon Weller on deck. That ball sails. The runner will advance. Kowski moves up. And there's a 2-0 count. This is Hunter Fletcher. Okay, Hunter Fletcher pinch hitting here for Tony Mortz. Hunter Fletcher batting in the number six spot for Ron Mortz. Arms folded in the third base coaching box. 2-0 delivery. A little bit low. A team with Ronnie Mortz in center field. Gus Haney was our catcher. Dean Mortz was a pitcher. Billy Brown was our shortstop. Eric Bielan played third. Pitches inside. Ball four. Back-to-back walks here with two outs, and it'll bring up Simon Weller, the left fielder. You had the Kane brothers on that team. I think it was Paul and John, maybe. I think they were twins. Remember, this is going back 30-some years. It was 1983. First pitch fastball right on the black. 0-1 to Weller, who popped up to a tumbling Lane Gertz in shallow left field in the second inning. Pierce 5, Sox Center 1. We're in the top of the fourth. Daler plays behind Hunter Fletcher at first with two outs. Took something off a fastball, got it across. Rushlow changing things up, but it's 0-2. Preston's looked good today, and it's exactly what his coach Dylan Pittman asked from him, a solid performance, and Preston's delivering. The 0-2 pitch. Couple of looks, and now the pitch. Breaking ball did not offer. Good take there by Weller, able to recognize the rotation and left it go, low and away. 1-2. The Park Rapids High School out beyond the outfield fence, the football field directly behind center. Fastball grounded, snared by Preston over to first, inning over. There's the athleticism of Preston Rushlow reaching back across his body to the shortstop side of the mound as his follow-through carried him toward first and able to throw out Weller easily. No runs, no hits, two left, a couple of walks stranded, and we'll go to the bottom of the fourth with Piers up on Sox Center, 5-1.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, "Go Pioneers!"
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Pierce Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
Hey, welcome back to Park Rapids with you. Rick Grammon on You Are There Sports is Pierce leading Sox Center 5-1 in the winner's bracket here of District 6 over on the JV field. Still in the third inning, it's Painesville, who earlier eliminated Albany 5-4, taking on Sabika. They're taking on Walker. Walker defeated Sabika 4-2 to advance and eliminate Sabika. So four teams left, and after that game is done, there'll be three. Leading off in the bottom of the fourth, Teddy Daler hit by a pitch and scored a run in the second. I had mentioned that Pierce has had three guys thrown out at home. Really, they should have four. Teddy was trapped in a rundown coming around, and the only Sox Center error was a high throw to home, allowing Teddy to slide in, but he should have been put out there between third and home. Van Beck, 62 pitches, a strikeout and a walk. He's been knocked around for five runs on eight hits. And a strike sails in to Daler. One ball, two strikes. Harold on deck, then Gertz. And Van Beck goes into the wind. And that one sails over the back of the helmet of Teddy. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Teddy leaves that one go. I'd like to see like a GPS app of all the spots that Teddy's been hit by a pitch. Just a little map, you know, like on Facebook where you check in here. Outside, ball four. Teddy's on base for the second time. And now here's Nick Harold, who doubled in the second and scored a run. Runner on to start the bottom of the fourth. Piers up. 5-1 here. They scored three in the first. Two-run single by Michael Meyer and a sacrifice fly by Preston Rushlow. And then they added two in the second on an RBI double by Lane Gertz and an error on a rundown. First pitch is low. Ball one to Nick Harold, right fielder, number nine batter. Tapper up the first base line. Van Beck will race over and take it to the bag himself. Nice play by Luke Van Beck. He sprinted off the mound, and the ball was about 50 feet up the first baseline. Maybe more than that. It's 90 feet to the bags, probably about 70. As Daler moves up on the one unassisted ground out. Nice play by the pitcher, Van Beck. Now Gertz, who has doubled twice, will bat. Both doubles to left center. One of them drove in a run. The other one put him in position to score Pierce's first run. He scored on the Michael Meyer two-run single in the first that put Pierce up 2-1. Lane watches a strike come across from Van Beck, 0-1. 72 pitches for Van Beck. Bottom of four. Here's the 1-0 pitch, knocked to third. Long throw, Lane is out. Nice play there. That was ball not hit hard, and Jake Haskamp now playing third base throws him out. So Haskamp now at third, and Hunter Fletcher catching for Sauk. It'll go as a 5-3 ground out with Teddy Daler moving up another 90 feet to third, and we'll see if Touges can deliver a run with two outs. Matt singled to the hole at shortstop and scored in the first, flew out to left in the second. He's going the opposite way twice. Stands up on the plate, back in the box. And Van Beck moved him off the plate. Good stop by Hunter Fletcher. That pitch broke down and in at the feet of the left-handed hitting Matt Touges, 1-0. Now the plate will be dusted off here. Weber due up next. Piers 5, Sox center 1. It's been that way since the end of two innings. We're now in the bottom of the fourth with two down. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Matt Touges. Van Beck snaps a nice curveball across, and it evens the count at 1-1. He does have a good breaking ball. Matt, three hits yesterday against Albany in the second game. Grounds it to first. Should get Sauk off the field, and it does. Right to the bag. Touges is out, and that's all for Piers. No runs, no hits, no errors. Van Beck works around the leadoff walk, and after four complete, it's Piers 5, Sauk Center 1.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to congratulate the Piers spring sports teams on a successful year. The continuously improving girls and boys golf teams, the strong season by the boys track team, the girls track team competing in the state true team event, the softball team's strong finish, one game from the state tournament. And, of course, the baseball team's state tournament appearance. Remember, for all of your real estate needs, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Need a new TV? Then check out our sizzling summer sale going on now at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. We have hot prices on all of the current models, plus we're blowing out last year's models. Not only do we have a full line of LG TVs and accessories, we are also the place to go for professional delivery and custom installation of not only your TV, but also speakers, sound systems, and more. Why go through the headache of trying to hang your TV and run the wires yourself when we can take care of all of that for you? Check out all we have to offer at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local LG TV retailer in Little Falls.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Back in Park Rapids, we're in the top of the fifth inning. First batter has just popped up to third. That was second baseman Noah Fletcher. So one out here for Preston Rushlow. Piers leading Sox center 5-1. And now it is Grant Struss to hit. And the strike is called. 0-1, fly out to left first time up. Rushlow now, 60 pitches, one strikeout, two walks. He's allowed just one hit. Right back to Preston on a hop. He'll shovel over to Daler, two down. A one-hopper right back to Preston Rushlow. And now the Sox pitcher, Luke Van Beck, to hit. He reached on an error to start the ball game. He hit a hard one-hopper that short-hopped Weber and went behind him. And then he bounced out to the shortstop, Gertz, in the third. 0-for-2, reaching once. And Rushlow's first offering is outside. Top of five. For Piers, they've scored five runs on eight hits, one error. Hard hit to center, but Meyer in his tracks now jumps up and makes the catch. Van Beck squared it up, but right to Meyer. 1-2-3 for Preston Rushlow on six pitches. Each batter saw two pitches, all three resulting in outs. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Piers maintains their 5-1 lead.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer. Kenco Drywall in Piers says good luck to the Piers Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Piers says, go Pioneers! Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, Piers 5, Sox center 1. Aaron Weber will lead off against Luke Van Beck. Five runs, eight hits for Piers, and they've been held scoreless since the second by Van Beck. Both starting pitchers still in the ballgame. And Weber takes strike one. Aaron has fouled out to the catcher and singled. Swings through an inside slider, and it's 0-2. Weber, Kummet, Meyer, 3-4-5 for Piers here in the bottom of the fifth. And Van Beck, his 79th pitch is high. 1-2. One strikeout, two walks for Van Beck. He's hit a man. Curveball missed up. 2-2 now to Weber. Piers scored three in the first on four hits. They added two more in the second, including back-to-back doubles. Fastball, strike three on the corner. Good pitch by Van Beck. Caught Aaron looking. One down. Here's Matt Cummins. He's having a good day. 2 for 2. His courtesy runner, Johnny Casper, has come in and scored a run and stolen a base. Now Matt will try for a three-hit day against Van Beck, and Van Beck plants a fastball at the knees for strike one. Here's the Van Beck offering. Ground ball to short. Haskamp pats the glove, has it come up to him nicely, zips it over to first for the second out. Sox got a nice shortstop in Dylan Haskamp. A lot of times your defense starts right there. You got to be strong up the middle. And Haskamp gives Sock a very solid shortstop. Here's Michael Meyer with two outs. Michael singled in two in the first, walked in the third. Breaking ball in for a strike to Meyer, 0-1. So Van Beck has really kind of zeroed in as Meyer will pop it up to the shortstop. And Haskamp makes the catch, and that's the inning. After giving up 5 runs on 7 hits through 2 innings, Van Beck has limited Piers to no runs on 1 hit over the next 3. But it's right now Piers 5, Sox Center 1.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is not a lifestyle. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you're a chiropractic candidate. Call them at 320-468-2221.
Ever feel like you're stuck in an electronic world of banking? At Farmers & Merchants State Bank, we know that there will be times when what you want from your bank isn't on the internet or the automated phone line. That's why we offer a personal touch, real, knowledgeable people with the experience and the desire to help you. Whether you are looking for individual or business financial services, you can count on us. Farmers & Merchants State Bank, because friendly still counts. Sauk Rapids, Piers, and online at fmpiers.com.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, Go Pioneers!
Back to Park Rapids, a Preston Rushlow fastball is swung on and missed. Strike one. Piers 5, Sox Center 1. We're underway in the top of the sixth, scheduled for 7. And pitch is high. Chase Lowinger batting. 0 for 2 with a run scored. He got home on a sacrifice fly in the first. Sox had a 1-0 lead after a half an inning, but Rushlow has blanked them since. He's allowed just 1 hit. 2-1 now to Lowinger with Haskamp and Haskamp to follow. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Dylan and Jake Haskamp do up next. 1 run on 1 hit for Sox Center. 5 runs on 8 hits for Piers. Each team has an error. Right on the black, strike 3 for Preston Rushlow. Lowinger looks at strike 3. Second strikeout for Rushlow. And there's one away in the sixth. And it brings up the shortstop, Dylan Haskamp. He's got the only Sox Center hit today, a first inning single. He lined out loudly to Daler at first base last time up. And the first pitch to Rushlow misses high, curveball, 1-0. Haskamp batting third, playing short, right-handed hitter. One down here. High chopper charging is, no, this is Touges cutting in front of Gertz and throwing him out. So Touges, to his left, throws out Haskamp, and there are quickly 2 outs in the sixth. And now it is the third baseman. Nope, we're going to have a pinch hitter here. And And there's a swing and a miss. Strike one. Who's this, Mark? Matt Kep. Batting for Jake Haskamp. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Rushlow, the fire. Swing and a miss. Got him. Rushlow with a couple of strikeouts and a ground out and a quick top of the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Preston will lead it off, followed by Colton Ishins and Teddy Daler. Due up 5-1, Piers over Sox Center.
The Red Rooster in Genola wishes the Piers Pioneers baseball team the best of luck in the playoffs. On Wednesdays at the Red Rooster, it's the famous bologna days from 11:30 until everything's gone. It's all-you-can-eat bologna, buttered home-style bread, baked beans, and horseradish, all for just $6. On Saturday afternoons, it's the popular meat raffles beginning at 2 p.m. with meat packages provided by Thielen Meats. Like the Red Rooster on Facebook to see their live music schedule. The Red Rooster in Genola congratulates the Piers Pioneers baseball team.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schulmer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schulmer, at 468-2525.
New pitcher for Sox Center, Simon Weller, takes over from Luke Van Beck. It's Piers 5, Sox Center 1, heading to the bottom of the sixth inning. And the pitcher, Preston Rushlow, scheduled to face Weller to start the home half of the sixth. So the line for Van Beck will go 5 innings, 5 runs, 8 hits, couple of strikeouts, couple of walks, and 85 pitches. Piers really got to him early, scored all 5 of their runs, and had 7 of their 8 hits in the first 2 innings. And Van Beck gave up only a leadoff hit to Matt Cummitt in the third, nothing after that. So here's Rushlow, who has driven in a run with a line drive sacrifice fly to left in the first inning and struck out looking. So Weller ready to deliver his first pitch. Chris Pettit now in the outfield for Sox Center and center. As ball one called, Weller to Rushlow. And that fastball a little bit high. 2-0. Ishins on deck. That one is high again. 3-0 now from Weller to Rushlow. 5-1 Piers. 3 outs from really taking control of this district tournament. There's a strike on the get him over 3-0 fastball. 3-1. Ball four, Rushlow's aboard. Weller walks his first hitter, and it'll bring up left fielder Colton Ishins. We'll have Thomas Funk running for Rushlow. So Thomas Funk, courtesy running here in the sixth. He got into the game, both games yesterday, as a courtesy runner for Piers. Here's Ishins, who has grounded to short and back to the pitcher. And he takes one outside from Simon Weller. One ball, no strikes. Looks like Lucas Oddi will bat next in Teddy Daler's spot. Colton takes inside for a 2-0 count. Funk will get his lead. And the pitch on 2-0. Ishins couldn't pull the triggers. It came right across the middle. 2-1 now. So we've seen Johnny Casper in the ballgame as a courtesy runner. We've not seen Chris Gammon yet. Lucas Oddi is in on deck circle. That would mean everybody would get in the game if Gammon gets in. 3-1. Leadoff walk to Rushlow. Now Funk running for Preston at first. Nobody out. Here's the 3-1 Weller pitch. Strike two is called at the knees. A full count to Colton Ishins. It's an 8-3 ball game over on the elimination game between Walker and Painesville. Ground ball to second. Handcuffs the second baseman. They'll still get the out at first, but Eichens is safe at first. 4-6, fielder's choice to erase Thomas Funk. And there's one away. Eichens aboard and Lucas Oddie batting for Teddy Daler. Eichens back to the bag on a pickoff try by Weller. So Noah Fletcher able to get it out. There goes Eichens. He will steal as a pitch in the dirt. No throw from Fletcher. And Oddie with a 1-0 count. And Eichens now at second with one out. Harold on deck. Daler hit by a pitch and walked and scored a run. In the dirt, Eichens will break for third. The throw is not in time, and Colton slides in safely. Hunter Fletcher with a throw there. A breaking ball low and away. It was a nice job just to be able to handle that pitch. Colton took off immediately, and the throw was just a little high, and Colton slid under the tag. Oddie takes a fastball from Weller just off the plate. 3-0. So a runner at third with one out and a 3-0 count to Oddie. And he takes the pitch for a strike. 3-1. Piers 5, Sox Center 1 with one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch is on the way and it's grounded foul. Tapped into the mitt of Fletcher. Full count. Eichens reaching on a fielder's choice, stealing second, and going to third on a pitch in the dirt. Swing and a miss. Weller comes back to strike out Oddie for out number two. And with two outs, here's the right fielder, Nick Harold. Harold has a double, and he's hit back to the pitcher and scored a run. One for two, roped a double to left center in the second inning. Gertz followed that up with a double as Pierce hit back-to-back two baggers in that second. They have just one hit since that second inning. And that was a Matt Cummett leadoff single in the third. Here's the pitch to Nick. Little looper caught by Fletcher at second base. Leaping grab robs Nick Harold of an RBI single, and it ends the bottom of the sixth. Nice play at second base by Fletcher. No runs, no hits, no errors. Eichens is stranded at third after six complete. Looks like Daler will re-enter the game at first base. He's striding out to the bag. And Preston Rushlow will come out to the mound to finish here in the seventh with a 5-1 lead over Sox Center.
Great new changes are happening with Verizon. We want you to know about it. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Verizon has new plans for you with more data and more features. Now you can get carryover data, which allows you to carry over any unused data for 1 month. Plus, when you're on the XL plans or larger, use your minutes, texts, and data in Mexico and Canada for no additional charge. Stop in today and talk to us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
Thielen Meats and Piers says, go Pioneers! Thielen Meats and Piers is truly a full-service meat market located right on Main Street. Summertime is party time, so if you're hosting a graduation party or a wedding reception, reunion, or any gathering, Thielen Meats can help you make your event memorable. See their website at Thielen-Meats.com and you can view their flyer featuring their weekly meat specials. Thielen Meats and Piers is also a full-service wild game processor. Voted the best butcher shop in Minnesota, Thielen Meats and Piers is open Monday through Saturday starting at 7 a.m. Call them at 468-6616. Thielen Meats in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Top of the seventh inning, 5-1. Piers in front of Sox Center, and Preston Rushlow delivers a first pitch strike to first baseman Alex Kowski, who has walked and flown to right. Fastball missed outside by a hair, 1-1. 75 pitches now for Preston. Three strikeouts, two walks, one hit today. high, 2-1, a first inning one out single to Dylan Haskamp, the only hit allowed. Hunter Fletcher on deck. Ground or tap foul to the screen, 2-2 to Kowski. A sacrifice fly in the first inning off the bat of Jake Haskamp got Chase Lowinger home to make it 1-0 Sox Center. Pierce came back with 3 in the bottom of the first, 2 in the bottom of the second, and it's been 5-1 since that spot. Strike 3 called. He burns a fastball on the outside corner. And Rushlow getting stronger. He has struck out 3 of the last 4 batters. And now it'll be the catcher, Hunter Fletcher, batting for the second time. He walked in the fourth as a pinch hitter. And he goes after the first pitch, hits it into foul territory. Daler up against the fence, out of play. Just over the fence line here, so it's strike one to Hunter Fletcher with the pitcher, Simon Weller, on deck. Pierce, 2 outs from playing in the championship game tomorrow, which would be 1:30. Here is Rushlow now peering over the glove to Matt Kummet. Missed high with a fastball. 1-1. He's batting in Tony Moritz's spot. Moritz went 0-1. Then Fletcher pinch hit and walked in the fourth. Popped up right side. Another opportunity. This is playable for Daler in foul territory in front of the bag. He's got it, 2 outs. So Rushlow needs one more out. Brady Welberg will pinch it for Weller, and he fouls the first pitch back. Earlier in the game, Rushlow retired 10 in a row, and if he gets Welberg, he will end the game with another 10-man streak retired. Outside, 1-1. Pierce 5, Sox Center 1 out from the district championship game tomorrow afternoon here. 1-1 pitch, fisted foul, and now down to their final strike is Sox Center. 1-2. Noah Fletcher hoping for a chance on deck. Preston Rushlow looking for Pierce's second straight complete game here at the district tournament. Colt Nations did it yesterday. Now Rushlow ready in his 2-strike pitch. Just outside, 2-2 to Brady Welberg, pinch hitting for Simon Weller. 2-2, breaking ball, tap back to Preston, and went under his glove. Gertz bare hands, picks, throws, and got him. What a flashy finish to the ball game. It was a comebacker right to Preston. And Preston didn't get the glove down, but Gertz, backing him up, was right there, barehanded, throws him out, and that's your ball game. And Pierce is going to play for the Division II District 6 Championship tomorrow. And now Sox Center will come back and play an elimination game tomorrow against the winner of Painesville, Walker. That game is underway over on the adjacent field. It's an 8-3 score. And I'm not sure who's who over there and the guest and visitor, but it's an 8-3 game over there. So Sox Center will play tomorrow morning against the winner of that game. Pierce will then play the winner of that game at 1:30 with a pretty fresh pitching staff still to go. We'll be back and wrap this game up from Park Rapids after this.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Ryan a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to congratulate the Pierce Spring Sports teams on a successful year.
the continuously improving girls and boys golf teams, the strong season by the boys track team, the girls track team competing in the state true team event, the softball team's strong finish, one game from the state tournament, and of course the baseball team's state tournament appearance. Remember, for all of your real estate needs, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Unity Bank has been your local community bank since 1882 and is proud to be a supporter of the Pierce School District and the Pioneers Athletic Department. Congratulations to the Pierce Pioneer baseball team on a great season. Good luck in the state tournament. We know you're going places on the field and off. Find out more about Unity Bank at unitybanking.com. Unity Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back at Park Rapids, Pierce has defeated Sauk Center 5-1 here in the District 6 winners bracket game. Final line scores for Pierce, 5 runs, 8 hits. They commit an error. They leave 3 on base today. For Sauk Center, 1 run, 1 hit. They commit an error. And Sauk Center strands just 1 today. It's a complete game win for Preston Rushlow, a 1-hitter. And that one hit was to the third batter of the game. Nothing after that. Preston strikes out 4, walks 2, throws 86 pitches in 7 innings. Sauk got on the board in the first. Leadoff man Luke Van Beck reached on an error, was forced out on a bunt try. He forced it second. Chase Lowinger took over at first. Then a single by Dylan Haskamp moved the runner to third, and then Jake Haskamp with a sacrifice fly scored Lowinger to make it 1-0 after a half an inning. Pierce responded with 3 in the bottom of the first. A leadoff double by Lane Gertz, an infield hit by Matt Tauges. A single by Matt Kummet filled the bases, and then a 2-run single by Michael Meyer made it 2-1. Preston Rushlow line drive to left deep enough for a sacrifice fly. Pierce led 3-1 after 1. And then the game's final 2 runs came in the next inning. Bottom of the second, Teddy Daler hit by a pitch with 1 out. A double to left center by Nick Harold. And then another double by Lane Gertz. Got a run home. Daler would score when he was caught in a rundown, and Sauk committed their only error of the ball game on a throw home. So 2 in the second, and then the pitchers took over, and it was scoreless for the final 5 innings. Over on the adjacent field, it's Painesville up on Walker 8-3 in the 5th inning. Sauk Center will play the winner of that game tomorrow, and if that score holds up, it would be Sauk Center in Painesville at 11 o'clock. And then the winner of that game would come back and face Pierce at 1:30. If Pierce wins that game, they win the district. If they would get knocked off tomorrow afternoon, the teams would come back and play an if-necessary game on Sunday back here in Park Rapids. Don't ask me why, but I guess they don't want to make teams play 3 times in a day. Would be my only guess as to why that bracket is set up that way, but a great pitching performance from Preston Rushlow today, a complete game one hitter, and Pierce generates some early offense and wins 5-1 over Sauk Center. We'll be back here tomorrow afternoon, hopefully, for the one and only championship game, as Pierce will face one of 3 teams now, Sauk Center, Walker, or Painesville, still alive in this tournament, and that'll be a 1:30 first pitch tomorrow from Park Rapids. So we'll see you back here as we will make one more trek north to Park Rapids, Minnesota. 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, Pierce playing for the Division II District 6 championship, heard right here on You Are There Sports. See you then, everybody.